Our Lord Jesus begins the gospel reading today with, "I am the good shepherd." In case you do not know what that means, and in case you do not know what the good shepherd does, he goes further to say, a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Those words alone tell us his mission. He is ready to lay down his life for his sheep. He says he is a good shepherd. Not good in the sense of aesthetics, but good in the sense of what he does. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. If you are interested, you can go back and read the whole thing again and note the number of times he uses this, lay down his life, lay down life, to emphasize his mission. He is ready to die for his sheep. Not like a hired person who, when danger approaches, he runs away and leaves the flock, but he is ready to die for his sheep. And he comes to say, I know mine, and mine know me. Who is this sheep? At your baptism, you remember, for those who were baptized as infants, then the priest will sign the child with the oil and say, with these I mark you for Christ. At that moment, you become, through baptism, a member of Christ's flock, a member of his family. And once that happens, he is ready to die for you. What he tells us today is very consoling, because at the end of it all, we have somebody who stands by us, who is even ready to die for us. In the second reading, St. John says, how blessed we are to have us called God's children. And that is what we are, he says. So each one of us sitting in this church today has that mark of Christ. And God claims you, because the priest at baptism says, I claim you for Christ. Now you know him, and he knows you. One thing we often forget is that we are members of this royal family, God's family. And not just that, that there is somebody who cares, who leads, who is behind us, who always tells us, I have your back. So my dear friends in Christ, today the Lord Jesus tells us his wonderful ministry. I am a good shepherd. I care for you. And now when he says that, just don't look at the word there, you, as belonging to everybody right here. Think of himself talking to you right in front of you. I am ready to lay down my life for you. And when he says, I know mine, he knows you. Not as a member of Corpus Christi Parish, but he knows you by name. And he has gotten that. In the book of prophet Isaiah, the Lord God himself says, I will never forget you. See, I have carved your names on the palms of my hand. I have carved your names on the palms of my hand. That shows that relationship between you, a Christian, as the gospel, the first reading tells us today, the first reading, that there's no salvation outside that name. That name, Jesus. And so, God has gotten us. He has given us that membership. And the Lord Jesus stands by us as a good shepherd. And the Lord himself has told us that he has written our names. I've carved your name on the palms of my hand. And so, we are all so prepared. This is somebody who is waiting with us. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us always have that in mind. Those consoling words that the Lord Jesus is ready to lay down his life for you. When you have difficulties, when you have problems, who do you run to? Do you know that you have a good shepherd standing by you? You know that there's somebody right there with you? So the Lord Jesus tells us that. And when Peter was making a speech, he addressed the people. That what you see, remember when the crippled, they healed that crippled man, and the people were talking. And he told them, why are you saying all this? The healing that you see done to this man is through no other than the name of Jesus Christ. So my dear friends in Christ, when we gather here as members of God's flock, as when we gather here as members of God's family, know that each one of us has a place in his heart. He says, I know mine. He knows you. Not just like member of Corpus Christi, like I've said, but he knows you by your name. If he knows you by your name, he knows your problems. He knows your difficulties. He knows what comes to you. He knows those things that trouble your mind. And only once you are able to open up to him, they hear me and they follow me. That's what it says. So as we celebrate the Good Shepherd Sunday, let us be consoled that we do not just have a master, somebody out there, but a shepherd, somebody who knows us by name, somebody who is ready to stand up to us, somebody who is ready to lay down his life, and that he has done. The resurrection of Christ shows us what God has in stock for us. So as we gather here as God's children, let us bear that in mind. Know that he knows you. And whenever you have problems or difficulties, turn to him and leave it up to him. Leave everything to him because he is ready and willing. He is standing by you. And he knows you by your name because he says, I know mine and mine know me. All we need to do is to pray and ask God to help us to hear him. They hear my voice and they follow me. If only you can do that, then let the rest, because he is right there with you. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.